tell or surely sometimes you ask yourself about what is this practice of how? What is this zazen? What is this dojo practice? Because there are much more, there are also other practices, other forms of meditation, other religions and so on. But exactly as I say, very often that the expression to do zazen is completely misleading. Even to think as a practice is also misleading. So the last thing I saw, says like this, the rule of the dojo is not something like following or not following a law, or it is not to behave like this or like that, or to practice now what we were not practicing before, or to think differently than we used to think, but it's to actualize the eternal teaching, to meet the true Dharma, the real truth, and to practice zazen, throwing out all other religions. All other, we can say, all other comparisons. We call it true Dharma, but it's just a name. We call it real truth, but it's just a name. So don't be attached to names. It is not to practice now what we were not practicing before. It is not to get something that we didn't have before. So we should not be attached even to the way. Moreover, we should not be attached to the affairs of men, to worldly affairs. In our life, we always wish to contemplate our ego with our ego. I succeeded, or I failed. I became rich, I became big, important. I practiced the way. My posture of zazen is the best, but the authentic practice and the true religion is not like that. We should realize Muji. It is the rule number 3, you know, which speaks about the impermanence. We should realize Mujo, the impermanence. Nothing lasts so long. Our success does not last a long time. Our position does not last a long time. If we understand Mujo, impermanence, then our personal lies disappear immediately. And when these personal lies disappear, the religion or the truth appears. And for that, even books are of no use. Even if you take pains to read books and Zen, in fact, you learn only stupidities. Dogen says, pursue the truth of the Buddhism, pursue the way by a strong practice, by Zazen. Look at the wall, it's better than looking at books. People value a lot those who read. The more we read, the more we are valued. But reading does not create wisdom, it creates only knowledge. If we study only for ourselves, it's not at all the way. If it's only for oneself alone, it's not the way. When we abandon this self, the way appears. So to practice zazen and to practice in the dojo, to follow the rules of the dojo, it means not to live by oneself, not to follow one's ego, and not to be manipulated by one's ego. I'm not sure that this American guy who corrected the translation speaks very good English. I think my English is better than his. So the rules, the way we do things should be very exact. The pillar should be sitting in the place of the pillar. The Kyoto Zakuman should come 5-10 minutes before Zazen. Zazen should start exactly on time. In the dojo, we should be directed by the way, not by the others and not by our ego. It is so, Dogen says, that we can see ourselves using the teachings of the Buddha and the patriarchs as we were looking at ourselves in an old mirror. Kokyo. It's a full chapter of the Shobogenzo. The old mirror. The antique mirror. Ancient mirror. To study yourselves. Don't look at yourself in another mirror. I am good. I am bad. Don't look in the mirror of psychology or psychoanalysis. Neither in the mirror of society, nor in the mirror of middle class, or in the religious mirror, or in Zen mirror. Kokyo is the mirror of the Buddhas and of the patriarchs, and it is Zazen. Follow the truth which exists from 1 million years, 1 billion years. Follow the way with all your being, with your body and your mind, without losing a single instant. Kokyo, the ancient mirror, has no imperfections, neither any impurity. So to use one's own body, one's own mind, and one's energy, and one's life for this practice, For Zazen is the highest behavior, the highest action that one may accomplish. Nothing else can be compared to that. Don't look in another mirror. Your sight firmly directed to 1 meter in front of you. Don't become larks. The rules are strict. One cannot do what one wants. Rule number 4. At all times, the person who is responsible for the dojo, the shuso, must be informed of your comings and goings. Don't waste your time in vain. Follow the rules that all monks follow in this place. Who can predict that your actual body is not the last one that you will ever have? And in the future, how great would be your sorrow if you have lived needlessly? So last week I finished my kusen by talking about Kokyo, the old mirror. We should look at ourselves in the mirror of the Buddhas and of the patriarchs and not in the mirror of our ego or the mirror of our categories. At Kokyo, this old mirror, it's Zazen. It is Buddha. It is the mind which has Satori, the abandoned ego, unconsciously, naturally, automatically, without using our will or our personal consciousness. So don't hide anything in the bottom of your mind. People like very much to have secrets, ideas behind their head. I'm going to do some Zen. Surely I will be able to resolve my intimate problem, my secret. I will become intimate with the master and then I will explain to him my intimate problem. At the time of Sensei, many people acted this way. They would go to see him and say, "Sensei, I'm impotent. What can I do? I'm gay. It's a problem for me. Above all, don't say it to anyone." The next day, the Kusen Sensei explained everything in front of the whole assembly, openly. Our secret, it is the illusion. The truth is without limits. Some people say my private life should be respected, but this life is not at all respectable. When Buddha Shakyamuni was about to die, he said, "In my teaching, I said everything, I revealed everything." Dogen says, "Nothing is hidden in the universe." So at each moment, the one responsible for the dojo must be informed of your comings and goings. Don't waste your time in vain. On the wood of this dojo it is written, "Time does not wait for man." The truth does not wait for our personal consciousness. Our authentic life is the most valuable thing in the universe, not our private life. So here and now we should decide at the bottom of our mind to practice Zazen, to see completely Kokyo, to see the brightness of the old mirror, and we should not be content with other mirrors, the mirror of knowledge, of our decision, the mirror of our categories. Follow the rules that all the masters follow in this place. In the dojo, the monks follow only the cosmic life. Some people say the dojo is a little bit austere. The ambience is not warm enough. Sensei said once, "If you want more heat, go and take a bath." Only the noblest people can understand the dimension of Zazen. It is not elitism, but we should understand ourselves and look at the bottom of our mind, at the bottom of our intestines. Guru Sawaki said, to find life which is without coming and going, without apparition and without disappearance, to discover this point and to press on it is the practice of the way. That's our practice as human beings. It is totally useless to be born human if we don't awaken to that, to be a man without goings and without comings. People like to talk. I will be sincere. I will tell you what I think. And the thoughts are idiotic. I will ask you a question. Answer it, otherwise I will commit suicide. Your life is not important, it's better to die. Follow the cosmic order. Be in continuity with the universe. And understand our coming and goings. Not to hide secrets. Because we have secrets, we believe that we are important. But everything in a safe is not necessarily a treasure. Dogen says in the Tenzo Kyokun, don't be excited by the sounds of the spring. And don't be saddened by the colors of the autumn. In the dojo, we should use our body for the practice of the way. This body is not our personal belonging. The sutra says, "This body is not my belonging. Life is transforming itself in shadow and light, and nothing stays even for an instant. Where is our little rose face heading to? So at each time the person responsible for the dojo should be informed of your comings and goings. Don't waste your time in vain. Follow the rules that all monks follow in this place. Who can predict that your actual body is not the last one that you will ever have? And in the future, how great would be your sorrow if you had lived needlessly?